Contracts used in the real estate business. Virtually all relationships encountered in the real estate industry involve some form of contract. A contract is an agreement to do something or to refrain from doing something. Contracts may be oral or written. Contracts related to the sale of real estate must generally be in writing to conform to the statute of frauds. Real estate license holders negotiate a relatively wide range of contracts. Some of these contracts are sales and lease agreements between a seller and buyer, or a landlord and tenant. Other contracts relate to brokerage business activities. These contracts include listing agreements with sellers and landlords and buyer representation agreements with buyers and tenants. Many brokers engage in the property management business and enter into property management agreements with landlords. Listing agreements. A listing agreement is an employment agreement between the seller and the broker. In the agreement, the broker agrees to expend his or her best efforts to locate a buyer at a price and terms acceptable to the seller. In most states, including Texas, the listing agreement creates an agency relationship between the seller and the broker. A valid listing agreement must include names and signatures of all of the property's owners and the listing agent. The property description, the list price that was determined by the seller, a definite starting and ending termination date, broker compensation. The written and signed listing agreement gives the broker actual written authority to perform specific actions for the principal as listed in the agreement. Elements of a listing agreement. In most states, a broker must provide a seller with certain disclosures prior to entering into a listing agreement. These disclosures often address such issues as agency relationships, brokerage fees, property condition, relationships with buyers, market value of the property being listed, local market conditions. Additionally, a listing agreement should provide the broker with specific authorizations and instructions, including permission to place a sign on the property, permission to place a lockbox on the property, permission to advertise the property on the internet. Other provisions regarding showing times and instructions. The statute of frauds is a body of law requiring certain contracts to be in writing in order to be enforceable. In order to comply with the statute of frauds, most states require that a listing agreement have a specific termination date and be in writing to be enforceable. If the property has not sold, the listing can be renewed before expiration. If the property has not sold, the listing will automatically terminate on the termination date. At that point, the seller is free to relist the property with the same broker, another broker, or no one. The broker's fee is also an essential part of the agreement. The broker's fee is negotiated between the seller and the broker. Fees are not recommended or set by any organization or government agency. The listing agreement also specifies the fee paid to another broker in a cooperative sale. A cooperative sale is one in which one broker lists the property and a different broker sells it. Types of listing agreements. The four major types of listing agreements are exclusive right to sell. Real estate brokers recommend this listing, which grants an exclusive right to sell the property during the listing term. Compensation is paid even if the owner sells the property. Most brokers prefer exclusive right to sell listing agreements as they give them the highest degree of protection in earning compensation during the listing term. Under an exclusive right to sell, brokers are more willing to spend advertising dollars and their sales efforts to secure a buyer. If the property is listed at market value, this type of listing probably serves the interest of both parties. Under this plan, the broker has sufficient time to test the market, design an advertising sales campaign, and market the property under the best possible terms. Another benefit of the exclusive right to sell listing agreement is that it helps to avoid the problem of procuring cause lawsuits because the listing broker is the only one with the right to sell the property. Exclusive agency. In an exclusive agency listing, the seller agrees to list the property with only one broker during the listing term, with the provision that the seller can personally sell the property without payment of compensation. The danger in this listing is that the broker risks collusion between the prospect and the seller, who might conspire to avoid paying broker compensation. Perhaps the biggest risk to the broker in an exclusive agency listing is that the seller will not fully cooperate with the broker's efforts. An example is when a seller thinks he or she can sell to a prospect and avoid paying a fee. Texas Realtors does not have an exclusive agency listing agreement in full, and most brokers do not prefer such an agreement. Instead, Texas Realtors has an addendum that, when completed and attached to an exclusive right to sell agreement, makes that agreement exclusive agency, allowing the seller to sell the property to avoid compensating the broker. Exclusive agency agreements are often used by builders who list their properties with a broker, primarily to expose their properties through the multiple listing service. Builders still maintain the right to sell the property without paying the broker a fee. The broker is only entitled to a payment if the buyer comes from the broker's or cooperating broker's efforts. Open listing. The open listing gives the seller the right to list the property with multiple competing brokers and to sell the property personally without liability for broker compensation. Some sellers believe that an open listing best serves their interests and that listing with several brokers produces more prospects than listing with a single brokerage. Real estate brokers recommend against open listings for several reasons. First, the owner may be subject to compensation claims by more than one broker. It is not always possible to easily determine who was responsible for the sale, and controversy over this point may lead to expensive litigation. Secondly, brokers are concerned that because compensation is paid to the broker who first finds the buyer, an open listing does not protect the broker who diligently advertises the property. In fact, who was the procuring cause of the sale? The open listing has resulted in many lawsuits between brokers, each claiming compensation. These actions are known as procuring cause lawsuits. Because of the possibility the property may be sold without notice by others, brokers are unwilling to spend time and effort on a property for which they have no commission protection. Lastly, some argue that brokers are incentivized to close the sale quickly and at a lower than market price under an open listing. If this occurs, a broker could be accused of failing to protect the client's, seller's, best interests. Therefore, agent loyalty is a significant issue when listing property using an open listing. Net listing. Under a net listing, the seller establishes a minimum net amount for his or her proceeds at closing. The real estate broker's compensation is the difference between the minimum net established by the seller and the actual seller's net. The seller could receive less than he or she would normally receive. Depending on the details of the transaction, the broker could earn more than the seller or, perhaps, nothing at all. Because of potential ethical and legal issues, these listings are outlawed in many states. In states where the practice is still legal, net listings are discouraged and subject to considerable scrutiny. While net listings are legal in Texas, TREC has recognized the potential for abuse in net listings and has passed two specific rules regarding this type of listing. A broker should take net listings only when the principal insists upon a net listing and when the principal appears to be familiar with the current market values of real property. When a broker accepts a listing, the broker enters into a fiduciary relationship with the broker's principal. The broker is obligated to make diligent efforts to obtain the best price possible for the principal. A net listing places an upper limit on the principal's expectancy, placing the broker's interest above the principal's to obtain the best possible price. Net listings should be qualified to assure the principal of no less than his or her desired price and to limit the broker to a specified maximum compensation. A real estate license holder is obligated to advise a property owner as to the license holder's opinion of the market value of a property when negotiating a listing or offering to purchase the property for the license holder's own account as a result of contact made while acting as a real estate agent. Multiple listing services. The exclusive right to sell and exclusive agency listing agreements usually call for the broker to place the listing into one or more multiple listing services, MLS. In the multiple listing service, listings of member firms are shared. Sharing the listings increases the inventory of properties for sale among member brokers. Agents also use the shared information to prepare a comparative market analysis, CMA. The agent uses sale information from the MLS data to show a seller the market value of the property. The agent bases this analysis on properties that have recently sold that are most similar to the seller's property. If possible, the agent should use data from sales that have closed within the last 6 months. The more recent the sales data, the better. The agent will also show properties currently listed on the CMA that are similar to the subject property. The listing agent will show expired properties like the subject property on the CMA as well, if such data is available. A rule of thumb is 3-3 each of recently sold, recently listed, and recently expired properties that are similar to the subject property the agent desires to list. Appraisers also have access to MLS for their use in preparing appraisal reports. Brokers can also use the information from the MLS to create a broker's price opinion, BPO. A BPO is essentially the same as a CMA. Most often requested by an attorney, a relocation company, or even by a lender to be used in a short sale, a BPO amounts to the broker's written opinion of the value of a property. It is not an appraisal,